Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
What's up?
I got choked on the popcorn there.
You don't want to know what happens when she chokes on stuff.
Yeah. No. Holy crap, I'll never unsee it, Marley.
I'm so sorry.
Reader's Digest version at Texas Roadhouse for his birthday. And luckily we were all done eating, but she got a little something stuck in the throat and she just made sure it all came out.
It wasn't even all, it wasn't even the meat. It was chicken fried steak. And it wasn't going down and I could breathe until I put the water in my mouth to try and push it down. And then that's when I couldn't breathe. And so the water had to come up. Maybe there were some chunks.
And through her nose.
It was not through my nose.
I just like heard a mild noise and like looked out of my peripherals. And like, this is one thing you don't know about me.
I saw the liquid out of the nose.
I'm so sorry.
No, and it's okay. Cause like, obviously glad you're safe. Glad you didn't choke and die. But like, cause that happens. But I just saw like out of my peripheral and I was already way too full eating too much food at Texas Roadhouse. But I like just saw the drip and I was like, oh, that's like one of the things that
Isaiah could not look at me.
I watched the whole thing.
Did you see me like trying to swallow my water?
Yeah. And I see you just like on the food.
I thought it was coming out of
so
your
bad.
But I looked quick and I looked away because I was like, yeah, oh, shoot.
My apologies.
It ended my meal like like at the right time because it should have ended earlier by my own
it
choice.
It should have ended on the appetizers. Texas Roadhouse, man. Whoop. Those rolls do you dirty.
That's true.
I shouldn't even order a meal.
Quick little recap. Last week, feminine rage. One of these weeks, maybe we'll do a story or like we'll do a theme of guys being stupid. But I feel like it's woven into every episode.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, oh, perfect. There we go. We'll have to do one like
perfect.
That.
Perfect. That's I like it. Who had the fake last week?
I didn't.
Whoever makes this popcorn in their mouth was the fake. Wasn't me.
It actually was
Whitney. Oh. Yeah.
Just
my mouth.
Just cut that first.
Edit it.
Yeah, the story about the girl trying to win her boyfriend back. That was great.
She a spicy little fake character.
Completely fake. I mean, ChatGPT created her.
You guys know?
I was honestly kind of fooled. Just because I thought, I don't know. I feel like I'm really bad at spotting the fake.
That's okay. There's a lot of people that are.
Really, though. I think it's actually pretty difficult to do, especially with some of the stuff that people post on Reddit. It's crazy.
I know, right? I'm like, any of these could be real because people are whack.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I have some crazy stories in my life.
Yeah?
That I should honestly talk about on this podcast someday.
Oh, I have a Rolodex just waiting for the time we can open up personal stories.
Yeah, we should. That should be one of our episodes.
The next one, personal.
No, let's do it.
Personal story.
And it better be like your craziest experience you've ever had.
I don't know that I really have one.
You know what's a really crazy one?
What?
Being like 3 months like married.
It's more than that.
And pregnant.
Oh! Okay, 4 months pregnant. Wait.
4 months.
We're 4 months 5 months.
Maybe let them handle it.
Yeah, okay.
We're almost 5 months.
Almost 5 months.
And Marley's pregnant.
Woo! 5 weeks, right?
Yep.
5 weeks, 5 days.
For our YouTube viewers, it's just a little guy right now.
A guy.
Do you guys or girl. Guy or girl.
It's going to be a boy. We already know.
Isaiah's convinced.
Say in the comments if you think it's boy or girl. I think it's a boy.
I honestly kind of think it's a boy.
No, it's a girl.
It's a boy.
I'm speaking
into existence. You're the only person that thinks it's a girl.
If I make this in my mouth right now with my eyes closed, it's a girl.
Stop okay. doing the popcorn thing.
Make sure the popcorn's in my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a boy.
There you go, ladies and gents.
I missed if anyone didn't.
So, yeah, leave your... Your guesses in the comments.
And that leads us into the topic of this week. Because you guys are going to need this. The topic is how not to be a parent. We could try to tell you how to be a parent, but no one can. It turns out it's pretty hard. So this is just what not to do.
Yes. I think that's a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's just talk crap about people. That's way easier.
Well, let's make a podcast about it.
Yeah.
Hey, I agree.
And we're killing it.
Am I the asshole for forcing my son to quit basketball because he didn't get a scholarship offer?
Oh, yeah.
I, 38, male, have a 17-year-old son who has been playing basketball since he was a kid. He has always been really passionate about it, and I've always supported him every step of the way. I've spent thousands on private coaching, camps, and travel teams, and I've always told him he has potential to play at the next level if he works hard enough. He has been working for a scholarship to a Division I school for the last couple of years, and I've been pushing him to do whatever it takes to make that happen. We've had some pretty intense conversations about his future, and I've made it clear to him that basketball is his ticket to a good education and a better future. His mom has been supportive, but she's a bit more lenient when it comes to how much pressure we put on it. This year was the big year. He had a great season, and we were hoping for some scholarship offers, or at least some solid interest from college scouts. I kept reminding him that the more he put into the game, the better his chances were. But after all the tournament showcases and recruitments, he didn't even get a single scholarship offer, not even a letter of interest. He was obviously disappointed, and so was I, but I tried to stay calm and happy at first. I told him we still had time, and he could keep working hard and maybe get an offer before the end of the year. But deep down, I was pissed and angry at him for not playing at his potential, and angry at myself for not pushing him harder, and upset at the system for not recognizing his potential. Here's where I might have messed up, though. I told him that if he wasn't going to get a scholarship, he should quit basketball entirely. I told him that if college wasn't in the future, there was no point in continuing with the sport. I said he had been wasting time, money, and effort on something that wasn't going to get him anywhere. I told him he should focus on his grades and think about a real future instead of chasing a dream that probably wouldn't work out. He was so sad and also pissed. He didn't want to quit, and he felt like he still had a chance if he kept working at it, but I told him that he wouldn't get anywhere without a scholarship, and that basketball was over. I said we couldn't afford to keep throwing money at something that wasn't going to happen. He tried to argue with me, saying he still loved the game and didn't want to give up, but I didn't listen. I told him that he could either be realistic about his future or continue to chase a dream that wasn't coming true. So later on, he then quit the team, and here we are now. So am I the asshole for forcing my son to quit basketball because he didn't get a scholarship offer?
I am heated. Maybe it's the coach's fault that he's not getting any offers. Like, what is it called? Scouting? Like, what? Not scouting. Like, basically, like, I had coaches growing up where they were, like, helping me get seen by, like, sending videos and, like, you got an email. Like, my parents or my mom helped me with that and my coaches.
The thing is, though, is that he was going to, like, camps where there was recruiters and things, and, like, he still wasn't getting anything.
But here's my thought, too. If you are pushing for a D1 school and they were expecting D1 schools to be looking at him and interested, I'm sorry, but if you're thinking that D1 schools are going to be interested in you and no one's reaching out, you're obviously at a caliber where you feel like you are good enough for D1. That's what I'm trying to say, which means D2 schools, D3, community colleges, they should absolutely be reaching out to you. So the fact that he's not getting anything, that's weird.
I know why.
Why, Joe?
I know why, and it's actually Dad's fault. It's because he's 5'5", and he got bad genetics from his dad.
Yes.
Is this you or we're talking about? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is me. Yeah, except for I haven't quit basketball. I can still go to the church and play. My dad didn't say, hey, you can't play anymore. You have to take your ball and go home and pop it.
Yeah.
That guy's a douchebag for that, and I have questions. I have many questions.
Oh, well, I'll say
something. What the hell? What questions do you have, detective?
Well, what I would like to say is, honestly, like, did the kid really think? But honestly, like, the dad's kind of right. Like, if you don't have a scholarship, then, like, what is there to do with basketball after, like, I'm not... Are you like being sad about you?
No.
Like,
chill.
Your situation.
Chill. I didn't get told to quit.
No, I know. But like, you're like still pursuing golf, like after high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I don't get how basketball works. Like, that's easy. I feel like that's like
okay,
a better path than like
but
basketball.
Also, he's 17.
Yeah, he's a junior.
Like, No, it's a senior year. But like,
but he could walk on and get a scholarship.
Well, not even that. It's like the season doesn't seem like it's over. He's like, you need to quit the team. Unless the only thing I could think of is he might be playing club ball instead of high school ball.
Or both. It's not the same time.
No, but sometimes kids will just play club ball.
And not.
Because that you can get more recognition.
Mm. Especially if you're any good. Like, yeah. That's what they do now. They just play AAU. And now you can, like, soon as you're of age, you can just enter the league.
But he obviously was good enough to where they were reaching for a D1. You're not going to be a super crappy player and think you're getting a D1 scholarship. You're just not.
Well, not super crappy, but, like, you could very much miss, like, you could miss important elements of being a D1 athlete. And, like, dad wasn't a college athlete. He doesn't freaking know. Yeah, like, just trying hard and just spending money on it doesn't mean you're going to be a D1 athlete.
I'm so heated right now.
You look so heated,
Amy. I'm furious.
There's that feminine rage coming out.
He probably does have offers to smaller schools, but they said that.
Yeah, I'm sure nothing.
Well, yeah, no, he said that they want D1 schools.
Oh, they're not even looking at
like they want Division I 4-year college, like big, like they want a big school.
Hey, this is a message to all parents. Don't be an idiot. If you can get your school paid for, it doesn't have to be D1.
Yeah.
D2, D3, NAIA, all poor great.
Kids, like me as an athlete with all my friends, everyone wanted D1, but it's like, take what you can get. If you are wanted at that school, that is the place you should go. Well, go where you are wanted.
If you want to play your sport, you can walk on. You could walk on at a JUCO and get better. Because guess what? When you're 17, your body's not even fully developed. What if he's 115 pounds? Yeah. Like, you need to have a little more meat on your bones if you're going to play D1. Nobody's going to look at you if you're a toothpick. Yeah. Like, there's just things. So, well, yeah, unless you're 7'6". And you have handles like a guard. Dad's a Dewey. Dad doesn't know. He's a bad dad.
Is he the asshole?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
You don't make your kid quit. Like, you should just be proud of them that they worked this hard. And he, obviously, the kid pushed. Like, the dad never was like, I had to push him to work. He didn't want to ever and blah, blah, blah.
Well, and it's probably such a slap in the face to the kid. Like, when it, like, all these years, his dad has been, like, so gung-ho about it, has been, like, wanting to do everything that he can to, like, support his kid. And then as soon as he doesn't get a scholarship, it's like, okay, bye. Like, that sucks. So this is from Am I the Asshole for telling my wife that it was bad parenting for her to take a pregnancy test with our daughter in the bathroom with her.
Yes.
No.
Just listen. My wife had already taken one test and gotten a faint positive. She was fairly sure she was pregnant because of that and the symptoms she had been experiencing. So when she tested a few days later, she asked our daughter if she wanted to do it with her. Our daughter did, so they took the test together. I found out later when the test confirmed my wife was pregnant and she told me. I let my wife know that I thought it was bad parenting. Our daughter, 10, is still too young to be exposed to things like that and certainly up close. There's no reason or justification for it. I have never heard of a mother doing a pregnancy test together with her daughter. And even if it was a thing, it would be so wrong in my view. She also should have asked me before she did something like this. I don't think this decision should have been made unilaterally. All of this makes it a really poor decision in my opinion. My wife doesn't agree. She felt it was a bonding experience and an opportunity for her and our daughter to talk to talk more about their bodies and educate her more on pregnancy and the reproductive system. She thinks I owe her an apology for saying that she acted like a bad parent in that situation. I disagree. Not sure if either of us are being the asshole. Oh, and then he has edit. I can't read all these comments and I'm not going to try. Most aren't even worth responding to since they're downright nasty and rude. What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of curious to hear the comments, but let's go back to that a second. Uh-huh. First thing is, me and my guy are on the same page here. We're both just like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Ridiculous.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, I found myself even teetering because I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, he's obviously like mad about it.
Yeah.
He's like, that was foul. That was the wrong thing to do. Nasty. And in my mind, where I went was just like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why the 10-year-old has to be in the bathroom. I mean, that's like not really like a birds and the bees type of situation. You're not like, and when a mommy and a daddy love each other really much, it's positive. Like,
You piss in a cup and you
it doesn't, put it's the like,
stick in there.
Yeah, and like, I don't understand the mom being like, hey, 10-year-old, do you want to come in here while I find out if I'm pregnant? There's questions all over. At first, I was picturing like a 45-year-old mom and like a teenage daughter. Like, that's like where my mind went. And I was just like, no, weird. I don't. Okay, I'm gonna make my piece, and that's I don't think I wouldn't be mad, but I would think it was weird. I don't see a need for that. It's not like if you do that with our daughter, I'm gonna be pissed. It's just I don't understand why she would need to be in there. That's where I stand.
I think what kind of got me like, oh, like this is a good thing, is like when he was like, she felt that this was a bonding experience and an opportunity for her and our daughter to talk more about their bodies and educate her more on pregnancy and the reproductive system.
She's and 10.
No, but it's not that crazy. Like, kids are learning more, like, sooner about all of these things. They're learning more about their bodies. Like, girls are having periods earlier, which is sad.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't think it's super crazy for her mom to, like, want to educate her on those things or, like, know like what things are and like what they're called. Like, I think that's really important, because if you don't know, then I think it's just like, I think it's not crazy.
I think it's a really special moment, and I totally would do that with my daughter. Like, I actually think it's such a bonding experience. Yeah. I think it's so special, and like, men will never understand. Sorry, boys, but really? you won't. You won't.
I have so much
mamas
to say.
Us mamas here.
Yeah, we're just the inferior.
Yes.
Ones.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know.
No, but like
a good learning experience.
I think it's beautiful. I would love to have Isla be like, Isla, look, like if it's positive, and like kind of show her all the things. I'm not gonna have her watch me pee, but like,
yeah, I'm like, I don't think she needs to see me pee in a cup.
I doubt the mom did that.
But that's what probably happened.
Come into the bathroom with me while I. What you do is you pee on this stick, and then this line pops up, and that's what tells you if you're pregnant. And the kid's like, okay, you're just peeing
on a stick.
But there was obviously more to that conversation than just that. Yeah. If the mom was like explaining the reproductive system and like how it all works.
But that's what I mean, is I'm sure she wasn't like, yeah, here's how the reproductive system works. It's more of like a, this is how you find out if you're pregnant when that time comes. Like,
I honestly think she's a great parent. I think it's a beautiful moment, and I'm in support of it.
So what do you think about the dad being upset about it? You think the dad's just a dumb, just a bad guy?
No, he's just a guy. He doesn't understand. There's something so special about being pregnant and carrying your own child, and like being your, my daughter will one day experience that as well. And like, I just think it's a really cool moment to like show her and teach her and like include her in those things. I don't know. I think it's special.
This is a perfect example of like, yeah, just how different men and women think. Because when we think that you took your 10-year-old into the bathroom and you took a pregnancy test together, like, we're not thinking that the 10-year-old took the pregnancy test too. It's just like, why does she have to be in there at the same time? Like, why does she have to be in there? Well, all you're doing is peeing. You're peeing on a stick. And it's amazing, right? Like, it's very cool that, like, the HCG in your pee makes, like, changes it on a test. Like, I think that's cool. But I just don't understand why she had to be in the bathroom while you peed.
Yeah. I think she's just weird. Like, that's hella weird. Like,
would it be weird if...
Like, really weird. Like, imagine if I bring Isaiah Jr. into the bathroom while I piss. Hey, come hold my dong while I piss.
Please stop. Dude. You need to cut all of
that. No, that is so weird. She's weird. That is a weird human being. No, that is weird.
When you pee
in front of a child. I don't care if it's your kid. You don't sit down and just be like...
But a girl, we sit like this.
See that? Like, see that cross? That's positive as shit. There you go.
I told your dad. I told him that we were pregnant. What do you think? Do you see a line?
No, it's so special.
Especially it being a daughter, because one day she's going to experience it as well. Hopefully.
Yeah. Is there any discussion to be had about 10 not being the right age?
What is the right age?
Never. Just have the conversation outside of the bathroom. That. Have the real conversation about what it's like.
If your mom right now And she was younger. Let's just say she was younger and was like, I think I'm pregnant. Like, come in the bathroom, watch me pee, and let's see if I'm like pregnant.
Hold on. Sorry.
Like, are you gonna go watch your mom pee?
I've seen my mom pee.
But are
the women are built different, dude.
Literally, I've seen every inch of all of my sisters and my mom. So I see no problem.
But just think about girls all going to the bathroom together. They do that.
Oh yeah, we grew up doing that.
But
that
not in the same like stall.
Sometimes. Yes. You don't even want to know the things that us girls do in the stall.
Yeah, y'all weird.
Yeah.
Like weird.
I don't know. I just see. I think it's just the difference between men and women. And you guys can think it's weird, but we can think that it's not so weird.
I think I'd be upset.
Well, everybody thinks he's an asshole, so.
Like, you don't need to show our daughter. You don't need to show our daughter you pissing. Even if it is to, like, see if you're pregnant or not, they don't need to watch you pee. Shut the door.
When you are doing that, what you're supposed to do, which I figured this is what she did, is you're supposed to pee in, like, a clean, like, cup or things like that first. So it's not like she's just peeing on a stick. Her legs are, like, you have to be very, like, positioned correctly to get it in the cup, okay? And then
fact, by the way, because since potty training, I'm like, hey, you got to get in here and teach this girl how to aim this thing. Like, it just goes wherever it wants. Like, there's no way to aim.
There's no, you can't use your hand to move it. Anyway.
So she's, like...
So it's not like she's overly exposed to her 10-year-old daughter. That's not...
But I still think it's just...
You're peeing in a cup, and then you take it out, then you get the stick, and then you put it in.
So you're literally, you're just in there doing the lab experiment. Like, I don't know. I'm with you. It feels a little weird. It's a little weird. I'm not mad about it. It's just weird. Okay. And she's 10.
I probably would do it with Isla.
I'm sure you would. And I would just hear about it and be like, cool. You guys have your bond and I'm just the dad. I'm so glad that she was in there for that. Let me know if I'm needed for anything.
Nope, you did your job.
You
did
your job, son. Then I'll just steer clear.
You're relieved of your duty. There is this one comment that says, you do realize your daughter could start her period any day now or any time in the next 2 years. And all your wife did was pee on a stick and talk about hormones and fertility cycles. I'm betting. You're the asshole. 10 is not too young. My oldest started sex ed and puberty talks at 10 in school.
Yeah.
I remember that. Like, fifth grade, we literally had the sex talk.
Okay, so but one part of this... But
the sex talk is way different.
Wait, think.
How is this different?
Okay, I have a thing. This is important. Girls have to figure out how to do, like, tampons and stuff. Yeah. When a 10-year-old or 11, 12-year-old...
Yeah, y'all have never had a freaking period.
Yeah, this is revelatory. This is why we don't understand your guys' weirdness. Exactly. It's because that... Think about it. They have to go into much more like anatomy stuff than we ever do. Like for us, it's when we're little kids. Like
your just, balls drop.
Just aim okay. And get it in the toilet and wipe the seat if you miss. That's the only. That's so the only.
True. Amen.
But okay, so that just occurred to me because I'm a dude of dudes. So like, the whole period thing that changes the whole game, and now all of a sudden it's a little bit less weird, thanks to the comment.
But it's not like she's showing her like, do you think she's showing her period? Like, no. This is what it looks like when I period now.
You are taking this, like, so, like, you're acting like this mom is just a nasty, nasty.
I think it's just really weird.
It's, no, but think about it. What do you think the conversation, just don't answer this, but think. What do you think the conversation is like when a mom has to teach a daughter how to use a tampon?
That's way different than, like, here, come watch me piss.
That's the thing, is it's actually not that different if you think about it.
It's just, like...
It's not, the mom is not, her intention was not to show her daughter how she pees.
So why didn't the mom just go pee, put it in the cup, and then say,
we don't know that that's not what she did. Honey, come here. We don't know that that's not what she did.
That's guy, what I think.
But he, no. But he wouldn't be that upset then, if that was the case.
I think he still would, because I think he's an asshole.
I think he's thinking of it the way that we were thinking of it. Like, not thinking that girls are freaking different and weird.
Maybe he's jealous of their bond and that he's projecting.
Yeah. No. That's crazy. I've never heard that before. This one comes from a new subreddit to the pod. I'm actually excited because I found this. And I read so many crazy freaking stories from it. But for the sake of this, the subreddit is called Am I Overreacting? Am I overreacting for not getting over my wife threatening our children's lives? This happened about 9 months ago, and I'm still struggling to move past it. My wife has a temper. When she gets angry, she tends to scream, yell, and say deeply hurtful things. These outbursts don't happen all the time, but when they do, she often ends up not speaking to friends or family for months due to the fallout. During this particular incident, she was going through intense withdrawals from heavy marijuana use. She's experienced this a few times before. It's quite severe, with vomiting, sweating, and more. At this time, she was extremely difficult to be around, angry about everything and trying to control everyone around her. We were discussing her situation and it quickly escalated. She mentioned feeling suicidal and unable to keep living. Then she said the sentence that changed everything for me, and this is in quotations. "Don't worry, if I kill myself, I'm taking the kids with me. Then you will be all alone." She said this with a sinister sneer and was very lucid. At that moment, I disassociated. I tried to get her to stop yelling, but couldn't. I don't remember much of the rest of the day. I've previously confided in her that my biggest fear growing up was my psychotic stepdad losing it and killing my entire family. So this hit me especially hard. I'm terrified of not protecting my kids from abuse like my mom couldn't protect me. 9 months later, if I try to bring up what she said, she explodes and calls me a liar. She adamantly claims she never felt that way. I'm not sure if she was just trying to hurt me or what. I understand she was in a bad place when she said it, but now I worry she won't tell me if she feels that way again. There have been other troubling conversations. She's convinced that if an apocalypse happens, she'll kill herself and the kids. This was a huge wake-up call for me. I started going to therapy and convinced her to go to marriage counseling. We've gone through 2 counselors since then. She blew up at both and refused to go back. I didn't bring up the specific threat in counseling because she made a huge deal about me not mentioning it. Our sessions were generally miserable as we couldn't agree on basic facts of our daily life. Either she's manipulative, can't remember things said when she's angry, or I'm an unreliable narrator of my own life. Since then, I've seen a lot of self-improvement. My anxiety is much lower, I'm better at standing up for myself and my children, and I'm getting out more to see friends, something I was too nervous to do before. My wife has improved too. Her explosions happen less often, the threats are less severe, and she's been on better behavior. I've made it clear that I'm unsure if we can make things work. My wife wants me to forgive, forget, and move on. She has a point. The only thing stopping us from getting along now is my hesitation to fully commit. But I'm scared. She broke my trust, and getting close again risks more hurt. This wasn't the only incident, just the one that opened my eyes. If it weren't for the kids, I would have left long ago. But I don't want to see them less. I think I trust her with them. She's a good mom despite her anger issues. The last thing I want is a court battle. My dad lost custody of me in one of those. I feel pretty stuck. Am I overreacting?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Literally not at all.
Is she on meds? Like, you cannot be... I'm sorry, that's bad parenting. Like, that. Those children are unsafe with her around. She needs to be on medication. She needs to be in therapy. She needs to get, like, evaluated. No one is saying something like that unless they mean it.
More than once.
And he needs to tell someone.
The fact that she said, "I'll go, but you can't talk about that," mm-hmm, to a therapist, that's...
Yeah. You know that's been on the back of her mind, too.
Yeah. That's not okay. I feel sick listening to that.
Honestly.
It's like that one story of the lady that, like, took each kid to the bathroom and, like, killed them all.
No.
Remember that?
Or the mom that drove her kids into the lake.
Yeah, like, a few of those.
Stuff like that's what that reminded me of. That's creepy.
Well, that's funny that he says that he's hung up on, like, these comments, but then he's like, "But I trust her with them, and she's a good mom." And I'm like, you obviously do not trust her with them if you're still really hung up on this comment and you think that, like, oh, like, maybe she would do that. So, I don't know. I think he's... But obviously you want to see the best in, like, your spouse. And
I think he's just scared to leave her.
Well, yeah.
He has no backbone. He's like, "I'm starting to get a backbone now." It's like, what? Like, is she the breadwinner? Like, what is it that you're, like, afraid to leave?
Well, and he doesn't want to see the kids and he left.
It doesn't have to have anything to do with money. It can literally just be, like, personality type. She's obviously a much more dominant, like, headstrong personality. Yeah. And that's, like, opposites attract. That's probably why they got together to begin with.
He absolutely, Isaiah, you're right. He needs to tell someone a professional.
Well, I mean, dog told the whole internet, so.
Anonymously. Doesn't count.
I also think he needs to, if he did divorce her, though, the problem is that she's going to have the kids alone.
And she would do it.
For 50% of the time.
And she'd say, "If you leave me, I'm going to blah, blah, blah."
Like, that sucks.
Yeah, so what is he actually supposed to do?
He's got to tell a professional. Like,
so we're saying that's the best option, is he needs to take her to inpatient, like, mental hospital.
She would spiral.
Can you imagine? Yeah, she'd lose her shit. She'd have to go in there in handcuffs, like.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I just think you would have to tell the cops that. Like, this is what she said. Because then they have to, like, investigate that. Here's
the
crap.
Problem, though. You have to do it at the time. Because 9 months after the fact is not the time to be like, hey,
yeah.
Police officers, my wife said this a long time ago, and she was depressed and in a fit of rage, and I can't get over it. And we still fight, and she wears the pants in our relationship. So, yeah, she's doing a little better now.
You should try to weed. Just try to fire her up one more time.
Yeah. But see, that's manipulative.
Get her fired up one more time, and then have the cops on speed dial. Yeah.
That's
what's,
terrible, actually. Don't do that.
It's really sad. Like, here's the thing.
But if you're that stressed, do it.
Don't do that.
Do what it takes.
It's crazy because not being in the situation, it's easy for us to be like, oh, dude, like, you should have done this. But if you really try to put yourself in his shoes,
yeah,
that sucks. Yeah. That's a hard freaking situation to be in where, like, obviously he's built a life with this woman. He loves her. And, like, he wants to see her be at her best. Like, he... When she said that horrible thing, she was at her very worst with her mental health. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously no excuse. And I think the right thing would have been for him to consult authorities immediately because you can't risk it. You can't risk your kid's life. Yeah. It's like, that's too important. And we all watch 2020. We see the dark stuff that happens in the world. That sucks. I feel so bad for this dude. And I think he needs to get out of this relationship, but
he can't, right?
No, it's like it. I think that the move, if at this point, 9 months in, right now, I think the move is to leave and to try to do it as healthily as possible. That's what I think the right move is.
I think 9 months or not, he still needs to tell authorities. Better now than never.
But again, it's like if you tell the authorities, all it's going to do is make Rage Monster Lady mad because they're not going to do anything. What are they going to do about something that happened 9 months ago that there's no proof of?
He needs to look at her Google search history. There could be some crazy stuff in there.
Or she covers her tracks well and she's planning the end of everything and no one's going to know.
She probably doesn't, though, cover her tracks if she wears the pants in the relationship.
Yeah, because she's...
Because she's like, I can walk all over him. Yeah, he's never going to look at anything. Yeah, you know?
She'll just steamroll him if he even wants to try.
Yeah.
So he's got to, like, figure a way to, like, make her sleep a little longer.
Dude, she...
Oh, drug her? Good. Good idea.
Dude, who are you married to?
All right, babe.
Here's some NyQuil.
I really feel bad for this dude. This is my favorite comment. This woman is insanely abusive. You need to bring up the repeated threats in therapy. The fact that she doesn't want you mentioning it means she knows exactly what she said and she refuses to take accountability for it. Mm-hmm. She's trying to make you feel responsible for protecting her reputation when she's making horrific threats specifically to hurt you, knowing your trauma. I hope you get out of this situation soon. You deserve better. Side note, I smoked marijuana heavily, daily, for 20 years and have been on and off of it several times in the past 4 years. Withdrawal does not make you abusive. She chooses to be like this. I'm so sorry for what you're going through. I wouldn't wish this level of abuse on anyone. She thought that was an important little...
Oh, that's really good.
That's a good comment. Yeah, she just sucks. She's the worst.
I, like, really am... He needs to get out.
Yes.
It just sucks because she could get 50%. And then what?
Think about how the world is effed. Like, not to be a doomsdayer, but, like, what is the actual right answer? Because if he just leaves her, then, like you said, the judicial system is going to make it so that she has those kids 50% of the time. In a weird way, he has to stay to try to protect his kids because he's in such a bad situation otherwise.
Yeah, that's literally how he feels right now.
Because then it would be her alone and she could just do anything.
Because he's not going to get full custody.
No.
He's literally... His life is going to be trying to make her happy so she doesn't kill herself and the kids. That is a horrible life to live.
What can he even do?
Am I the asshole for making my daughter take a break from going to her best friend's house because the mom purposely bought her a smaller size dress? About 2 weeks ago, my 14-year-old daughter, Bonnie, was out shopping with her best friend, Gigi, and Gigi's mom, Lauren. While they were out, Lauren bought them both dresses she thought were cute, except she bought Bonnie a size 3. Bonnie said she picked out one that was her size, but Lauren put it back and said that the size 3 one would be her aspirational dress to work towards fitting into. When she came home, she gave it to me and was upset, but also didn't want to say anything bad about Gigi's mom, which I get. First off, Bonnie is a healthy girl. Gymnastics until she was about 11 and grew several inches. Dance in the fall and track in the spring, all her choices. She's got an athletic build. Gigi is a small girl, barely 5 feet, and so I thought at first she got them mixed up. She told me that Gigi's mom got it for her to aspire to try to get into by working hard. I said I'd take care of it and get her the right size. The next day, I called Gigi's mom, Lauren, and asked her why she would do that. She explained that she thought it would give Bonnie something to work towards because she heard Bonnie saying she didn't get asked out last year, but Gigi had several boys after her, and that it seemed like it upset her. I told her it was inappropriate and asked her why she would tell a kid she needed to lose weight in order to get attention from boys. She got defensive and said that it was obviously embarrassing for Bonnie to not have boys into her when all her friends do. She basically said, I'm holding Bonnie back from growing up. Like, I won't help her with boys, won't drop hundreds at Sephora, still dress her like a kid, and buy B&BW sprays instead of fancy perfumes. Said it's messing with Bonnie socially and that she's the only one in her friend group who hasn't had a boyfriend. Then she got personal and said, just because I've given up and stopped trying doesn't mean I have to turn Bonnie into a nun. For the record, that is partially true. But it's also because Bonnie doesn't want that stuff. I have offered to get her more than Cetaphil skincare, and she doesn't want it. She got straight A's last year, and I took her to Ulta for a spree, and all she wanted was some lip gloss, and then asked for the body spray instead. I said that it's time for a break. The girls can still hang out, but I don't want Bonnie at Gigi's house. Bonnie got upset over it, and I can deal with that. Gigi's mom, however, has gone nuclear over it, spreading poison everywhere she can about me being psycho and doubling down on how it's all because I don't want my daughter to be happy with a boyfriend when I'm single and no man would touch me, which is just childish. And I've been shocked to see how other people have reacted to this. So now I'm questioning my own parenting, which I never do. Am I the asshole?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Lauren is a bad mom. That's how you don't be a parent.
Yes. Got it. Noted.
Don't buy a dress that's too small for a girl is a nice gesture. So like, sad. You're a little too fat. Try a little harder.
And it's not even your own kid either.
No. It's like, there's no good way for that.
Fat shame your own kid if you want, not mine.
Don't fat shame.
Don't fat shame any kid, but definitely.
Okay, unless it's really bad, then I'm not gonna shame them. But like, I definitely am gonna like make them work out.
This is the, dude, this
like
is
do
the
five,
guy I have to
10 push-ups.
Dude, just wait, bro. You're gonna put on some dad weight in no time, and like
I know, but my kids. I'm working to be made fun of, right?
But dude, they can't.
Listen, bro.
How about you just. Actions speak louder than words.
There's more to life. Here's the thing. Get them interested in sports and then it all takes care of itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, what if they are a little bit thicker? What if your son's a lineman? It's fine.
Oh, then perfect.
Be a lineman.
But it's like, I want them to be healthy.
Yeah. But.
Lauren's a hoe.
Good episode, guys. Yeah. I'm loving it. How not to be a parent.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people are going to get heated.
We'll see. About what?
Just like listening to the stories and what we had to say.
That was a fun episode. Thanks for listening. Give us a rate on your favorite podcasting app. Watch us on YouTube. Drop a comment on socials. We love you.
Love you. Internet frenzies on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Please don't sing.
Frenzies.